be amazing at everything all of the time. I am, at times, a shoddy daughter, friend, person. Not wife, though. Always brilliant at that. Isn't that right, Gary? He's shouting, what, from the other room, but I'm choosing to hear yes. But I try my best, and I try to be champion. Champion is Geordie for good or all right, but champion is a better word than all right. All right can mean great. How's the new relationship going? It's all right. But it can also mean not quite shit, but teetering. How's the sex? It's all right. Sad face emoticon, need to wank as soon as he's left emoticon. That's why emoticons exist, because some words have too many meanings. Take better as another example. It can mean slightly improved. How's the sex now you've bought him that manual? It's better, zigzag mouth emoticon. Or it can mean totally better, maximum better. How's the genital warts? Better. All cleared up. Gone away. You can't even tell my cock used to look like a witch's chin. Champion is a much better word. As a noun, it means the best, victorious, a winner. As in, we are the champions. It says a lot about you, whether the Queen anthem just went through your head or the theme tune to brilliant kids' TV show, We Are the Champions, da-da-da-da-da. That's not how I mean it. I'm all about the adjective. Champion means canny, means pretty good, means not bad, means fair to middling, means cracking on with life, means nowt to bother. That's what I want. To always be champion. I think it's important not to give yourself the pressure of having to be amazing all of the time. It's also sometimes used as a verb. Because of Standard Issue, my No Bullshit Women's podcast, I'm often referred to as championing women. Championing. I'm pretty sure that's also French for mushroom. The title of this book was picked from a list of potentials. I knew I wanted something that was very me. Maybe using a word people associate with me, like nunny or claggy. The obvious title there is perhaps a little graphic, though generally true. What about something super Geordie like Gan Canny, I Love Pasties, or Hadawayan Shite? With the latter, there was a worry people would think it was an aggressive autobiography from the popular 90s pop star who asked, What is love? Repeatedly while I danced around De Niro's in South Shields with patent leather chunky heels and a mirage and lemonade. I tried to think of what a tabloid newspaper might call my book and came up with Cakey Cakey Fat Cunt. I asked my husband Gary, who is also a comic and is a genius with words, to help me. I said I liked the word champion and maybe he could come up with some wordplay around that. Now, one thing you need to know about my husband is that he ranks wordplay way above his marriage or indeed anyone's feelings. His suggestion, heavyweight champion. He also suggested using the phrase older and wider in the blurb. I have helped him with the title for his next tour. Short jokes, fat man. And hilariously, he's actually considering using it. Chapter 1. A bit about me. I'm guessing you've bought my book because you know the basics about me. Glasses, cake, potty mouth. And would like to know more. Well, before we get into the nitty gritty, here are 6 stories that sum me up. So if you're cramming for your NVQ in Sarah Millican, inhale these first. I'm a performer who as a kid was afraid to perform. I was quiet as a mouse at school, but at home I used to make up poems and would read them aloud from behind a curtain. I was about 8 and the curtain in the breakfast room only went down to my knees. My mum suggested the curtain thing and oddly it gave me confidence. If I did a good job, my mum would give me a banana. When it came to learning about the birds and the bees, my mum said, How do you want me to tell you? And I said, Can I go behind the curtain? It was clearly a safe place, which was fine until I came out and she gave me a banana, like I was supposed to get cracking straight away. She'd also asked which word I wanted her to use for the man's bits, and I said, Dick. I still have sex behind a curtain today. A curtain of confidence and or darkness. I was destined to tell jokes for a living. For Halloween, my sister Victoria, being 6 years older than me, decided she was too old to take this 10-year-old out, so my mum suggested I trick-or-treated on my own. Great idea. But I was only allowed to trick-or-treat our house. So I used to go out the back door and walk around the block, which took less than 2 minutes,